Principle 1.4. Be radically transparent. If you agree that a real idea meritocracy is an extremely powerful thing, it should not be a great leap for you to see that giving people the right to see things for themselves is better than forcing them to rely on information processed for them by others. Radical transparency forces issues to the surface, most importantly, and most uncomfortably, the problems that people are dealing with and how they're dealing with them, and that allows the organization to draw on the talents and insights of all its members to solve them. Eventually, for people who get used to it, living in a culture of radical transparency is more comfortable than living in the fog of not knowing what's going on and not knowing what people really think. And it is incredibly effective. But to be clear, like most great things, it also has drawbacks. Its biggest drawback is that it is initially very difficult for most people to deal with uncomfortable realities. If unmanaged, it can lead to people getting involved with more things than they should, and can lead people who aren't able to weigh all the information to draw the wrong conclusions. For example, bringing all an organization's problems to the surface and regarding every one of them as intolerable may lead some people to wrongly conclude that their organization has more intolerable problems than another organization that keeps its issues under wraps. Yet, which organization is more likely to achieve excellence? One that highlights its problems and considers them intolerable, or one that doesn't? And don't get me wrong, radical transparency isn't the same as total transparency. It just means much more transparency than is typical. We do keep some things confidential, such as private health matters or deeply personal problems, sensitive details about intellectual property or security issues, the timing of a major trade, and at least for the short term, matters that are likely to be distorted, sensationalized, or harmfully misunderstood if leaked to the press. In the following principles, you will get a good explanation of when and why we found it helpful to be transparent, and when and why we found it inappropriate. Frankly, when I started off being so radically transparent, I had no idea how it would go. I just knew that it was extremely important and that I had to fight hard and find ways to make it happen. I pushed the limits and was surprised by how well it worked. For example, when I started taping all our meetings, our lawyers told us we were crazy because we were creating evidence that could be used against us in court or by regulators such as the SEC. In response, I theorized that radical transparency would reduce the risk of our doing anything wrong and of not dealing appropriately with our mistakes, and that the tapes would in fact protect us. If we were handling things well, our transparency would make that clear, provided, of course, that all parties are reasonable, which isn't something you can always take for granted. And if we were handling things badly, our transparency would ensure that we would get what we deserve, which, in the long run, would be good for us. I didn't know for sure at the time, but our experience has proven this theory correct time and again. Bridgewater has had uncommonly few legal or regulatory encounters, largely because of our radical transparency. That's because it's tougher to do bad things and easier to find out what's true and resolve claims through radical transparency. Over the last several decades, we have not had a single material legal or regulatory judgment against us. Naturally, growing bigger and more successful attracts more media attention, and reporters know that salacious and controversial stories draw more eyeballs than balanced ones. Bridgewater is especially vulnerable to this kind of reporting because with our culture of bringing problems to the surface and sharing them transparently within the company, we leave ourselves open to leaks. Would it be better not to be transparent and so avoid such problems? I've learned that the people whose opinions matter most are those who know us best, our clients and our employees, and that our radical transparency serves us well within them. Not only has it led to our producing better results, but it also builds trust with our employees and clients so that mischaracterizations in the press roll off their backs. When we discuss such situations with them, they say that for us not to operate transparently would scare them much more. Having this sort of understanding and support to do the right things has been immeasurably valuable. But we wouldn't have known about these great payoffs if we hadn't so steadfastly pushed the limits of this truth and transparency. A. Use transparency to help enforce justice. When everyone can follow the discussion leading up to a decision, either in real time in person or via taped records and email threads, justice is more likely to prevail. Everyone is held accountable for their thinking, and anyone can weigh in on who should do what according to shared principles. Absent such a transparent process, decisions would be settled behind closed doors by those who have the power to do whatever they want. With transparency, everyone is held to the same high standards. B. Share the things that are hardest to share. While it might be tempting to limit transparency to the things that can't hurt you, it is especially important to share the things that are most difficult to share, because if you don't share them, you will lose the trust and partnership of the people you are not sharing with. So, when faced with the decision to share the hardest things, the question should not be whether to share, but how. We will go over principles that will help you do this well. C. Keep exceptions to radical transparency very rare. While I would like virtually total transparency and wish that everyone would handle the information they have access to responsibly to work out what's true and what to do about it, I realize that's an ideal to be approached but never fully achieved. There are exceptions to every rule, and in very rare cases, it is better not to be radically transparent. In those unusual cases, you will need to figure out a way that preserves the culture of radical transparency without exposing you and those you care about to undue risks. When weighing an exception, approach it as an expected value calculation, taking into consideration the second and third order consequences. Ask yourself whether the costs of making the case transparent and managing the risks of that transparency outweigh the benefits. In the vast majority of cases, they don't. I found that the most common reasons to limit broad transparency are: 1. Where the information is of a private, personal, or confidential nature and doesn't meaningfully impact the community at large. 2. Where sharing and managing such information puts the long-term interests of the Bridgewater community, its clients, and our ability to uphold our principles at risk, for instance, our proprietary investment logic or a legal dispute. 3. Where the value of sharing the information broadly with the community is very low, and the distraction it would cause would be significant, compensation, for instance. What I'm saying is that I believe one should push the limits of being transparent while remaining prudent. Because we tape virtually everything, including our mistakes and weaknesses, for everyone to see, we are a target-rich environment for media that thrives on sensationalistic or critical gossip and can find ways of having information leaked to them. In one case, when we faced the problem of having information leaked to the press that was intentionally distorted and hurt our recruiting efforts, we were forced to institute some controls on ultra-sensitive information so that only a significant number of ultra-trustworthy people received it in real time, and it was distributed to others after a delay. The information was the sort that in a typical company would be shared with just a handful, but at Bridgewater was shared with nearly 100 trusted people. In other words, while our radical transparency in that case wasn't total, I pushed its limits in a practical way. It served us well, because the people who most needed the transparency got it right away, and most everyone understood that the commitment to being transparent remained very much intact, even in challenging circumstances. People know that my intent is to always push the limits of trying to be transparent, and that the only things that would prevent me from doing that will be the interests of the company, and that I will tell them if I can't be transparent and why. It is in our culture to be that way, and that fosters trust, even when the transparency is less than we would like it to be. D. Make sure those who are given radical transparency recognize their responsibilities to handle it well and to weigh things intelligently. People cannot be given the privilege of receiving information and then use the information to harm the company, so rules and procedures must be in place to ensure that doesn't happen. For example, we provide great transparency inside Bridgewater on the condition that Bridgewater citizens do not leak it outside. If they do, they will be dismissed for cause for unethical behavior. Additionally, the rules for how issues are explored and decisions are made must be maintained, and because different people have different perspectives, it's important that the paths for resolving them are followed. For example, some people are going to make big deals out of little deals, come up with their own wrong theories, or have problems seeing how things are evolving. Remind them of the risks that the company takes to give them that transparency and their responsibilities to handle the information that they get responsibly. I have found that people appreciating this transparency and knowing that they will lose it if it is not handled well leads them to enforce good behavior with each other. E. Provide transparency to people who handle it well and either deny it to people who don't handle it well or remove those people from the organization. It is the right and responsibility of management and not the right of all employees to determine when exceptions to radical transparency should be made. Management should restrict transparency sparingly and wisely because every time they do, it undermines the idea meritocracy and people's trust. F. Don't share sensitive information with the organization's enemies. Both inside and outside of any organization, there are some people who will intentionally cause the organization harm. If these enemies are within your organization, you need to call them out to resolve this conflict through the organization's system for achieving such resolutions, because working with enemies within your extended family will undermine you and the family. If the enemies are outside your organization and will use the information to harm you, of course, don't share it.